just happened there?
After hiatus, a long, long break.
Oh, there we go. Welcome to Practical Rambling Fathers, Father Brian.
Father Jay, thank you for being such faithful listeners. We apologize for the little hiatus.
Since Easter?
Yeah.
That's a little, I think it's a little bit more than a little.
Correct.
But things have changed in our lives.
Yep. So Father Brian, tell us what you're doing now.
So now I am the pastor, chaplain, full-time at Minnesota State University in Mankato at the Newman Center. So doing outreach to college kids with a focus team and staff. So that's exciting. And then also doing location promotion stuff in the Dower. So
gentlemen, if you think about the priesthood, he's the guy that you should talk to.
Boom. There you go.
And then I also got a new assignment. I've been moved to St. Mary of the Lake and St. Pat's in Lake City in West Albany with an oratory in Tileman. So that's why we had the little hiatus there. But we're finally glad to be back. And so today for our podcast, we want to talk about, you know, how does one remain in love with the Eucharist? Granted, I know that this talk given by Father Mike Schmidt happened in 2017, but I thought it was very appropriate, especially within our churches and parishes and dioceses within this past year, is how do we get people to fall in love with Jesus, especially to reteach the beauty of the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist. And Father Mike Schmitz did a very beautiful job in his talk. And so within his talk, he talks about this man in China, in the Fujian province, of how being Catholic there in the country is still illegal. So I'll probably get canceled for talking about this. I'm just kidding. So this man felt there was a lot of beautiful Catholics who were on fire for the faith of Jesus Christ, and so they would hide this priest. So this one man invited this priest to come to his house and have mass secretly in his basement. And they did it for many years. But unfortunately, one day, the officials came knocking on the door, and they were trying to arrest this priest and the families that were hiding him. And so this man was able to push everyone out. He locked all the doors and just remained there. And so the officials caught him and demanded to know where the priest was. And this man refused, even under penalty and punishment, to tell where the priest was. So they locked him up in jail, and for three straight weeks, they tortured him. And throughout the whole time, he refused to give the location of the priest away. And they kept asking, why won't you give us the location of the priest? Tell us, where is the priest? Where is the priest? And so this man was so in love with Jesus and the Eucharist, he says, if I were to give the location of the priest, I don't know when will my people get to have Jesus next. That's beautiful. That this man loved the priesthood of Jesus Christ. That he wanted his people to receive Jesus. And so he refused to give up the location. And then the officials got tired of him because he wouldn't break, but his body suffered a lot of damage because they took jerry-rigged a cattle prod, put a high voltage, and just branded him over his body for that. And then fast forward a couple years later, he was able to find refuge within the USA. And as he got over here, he loved the religious freedom that he had. He went to Mass every daily Mass. He went to every Sunday. He said, this is great. I love Jesus. I can worship. I said, please. There's nothing to worry about my life or my death. I can just worship as I please. But then all of a sudden, he got comfortable, right? Great freedom of a country, great nation of a country. And then he realized, if I can make more, I can do more for my family. And so a lot of the faith stuff that he had built with his relationship with Jesus begins to slide. Daily Mass went down, even on Sundays went down, to a point where he didn't even go to Christmas or Easter Mass. And so this guy that's telling Father Mike Schmidt the story, he said, how is this possible, right? That this man, under torture, could not strip away the love of Jesus and the Most Holy Eucharist. But yet, when you come to a country with great freedom, this culture is able to like numb him down to the point where he doesn't care anymore. You know? And so I was very struck by that. You know, especially the more that we grow in our faith, it's very tempting to get to that place of like, where once we get into the routine, that we can just kind of fall away by the wayside. And so I thought it'd be a great idea to kind of have this little discussion on the podcast. So any thoughts, Father Brian?
So really, right, we come into this point in our culture currently of indifference. Mm-hmm. Not in a good way, but in a almost in a self-promotion way. That if I can work more, I can get more, yeah. I can get ahead more. Mm-hmm. And then I have this grandiose version of reality, which may not be true, but I have this vision that, you know, it's my life and I can do with what I want, and it doesn't really have much to do with Jesus, even though Jesus is what has most to do with anyone's life.
Yeah, he created everything. Yep, he gave us
so everything. The falling in love with the Eucharist, the being present to the Eucharist, and Father Mike's point was our culture is so destructive in the sense of it's blasé towards most anything that's important. What is it? We know the cost of everything, but we value nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or we worship everything, but we value nothing.
Yep.
So like this sense of what it is in our human, in Americans' culture, mm-hmm. that is, yeah, just indifferent to the pursuit of holiness, is indifferent to the pursuit of what the Lord wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my favorite is the iPhone, right?
Yeah.
The word I before phone, that's so funny, that's so
mm-hmm.
navel-gazing, looking at our own self.
That's right.
It's an iPhone, oh, yeah, because mm-hmm. I'm the source of it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thought. Thank you for sharing that. And for me, it's, you probably noticed when you pray, there's always that tendency of like, why am I sitting still? Like, the chore list always appears magically in your brain. If you're like me, where like, we find our worth in completing these tasks for the day. And Jesus keeps reminding us. He's knocking on the door. He's like, look, that chore will always be there. But now, I'm calling you to be with me for this brief moment. Okay, just breathe. Like, I'll take care of it. The list will always be there. You will always find work to do. But the time with me and you is very short. It's very hard to find. So let's just enjoy it while we're here. And this point fits in, you know, with Father Brian too. Is like we shouldn't let this part of our relationship with Jesus be kind of be different to this, because God desires to hear our voice. God wants us to know Him. And so if you look back at our previous podcast talking about how does one pray, right? The call to holiness, all these other different sacraments, they're all God's love for you in a very concrete way. And God's asking us for our response. So where do we find the Lord Jesus Christ, the Most Holy Trinity? At the Mass. When you walk into a Catholic church and you dip your hand in the holy water, you're calling all persons of the Trinity to be there. And they are there. God the Father is constantly there watching over you. Jesus is residing in the tabernacle. The Holy Spirit is the ones prompting you to pray. Right? He's that. In the beginning, it's always positive, right? Oh, let's go pray. I love Jesus. Right? So we welcome the prompting of the Holy Spirit, but after a while, when we're tired and we no longer kind of care, it's just the mundane thing, it almost becomes like a chore. And so we kind of not like the voice of the Holy Spirit. But I want to encourage all of you, brothers and sisters in Christ, to really go back to the graces of when Christ made His love known to you in a very concrete way, how you fell in love with your faith again, what were some of the graces. It's a great time to always, after a few months or so, a few days or so, just always to come back. Why do I love God? Why is He calling me? Why should I make Him my number one priority? So we don't want you to get into the habit of just saying, well, it's what we do. No. It's something that we get to do. It's the mind reference, right? What is our point of view and how does it fit into our relationship with Jesus? So there's many tools out there. Right now, there's a Bible in a Year podcast, so you can learn more about the Word of God. There's also Catechism in a Year. Liturgy of the Hours made more friendly and accessible through apps on your phone, right? iBrewery, Divine Office, there's even Liturgy of the Hours by the Word on Fire. So there are many tools at our fingertips. And so the question for us then is, how do we keep the fire burning alive? How do we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus to gain strength from Him and to receive and to love the Eucharist as never before?
The saints are about one thing. Mm-hmm. What are you about? That's the question. What are we about? What am I about? As a priest, to be about one thing, mm-hmm. saints all still had 24 hours in their lives. You have 24 hours in a day. It has nothing to do with time. It has everything to do with priority and what's your number one thing.
Yes.
And whatever that is going to taint anything and everything that you're about. So if you're about the Lord and doing His will, then that's going to, and His love and His embrace and like wanting to do that and share that, well, then that's going to have a different life. If you're all about money, power, pleasure, well, that's going to be your life. So the saints are about one thing, and they're about the Lord. Typically, when we're into sin, we're about many things, and we're scatterbrained, and we have a divided heart. Mm-hmm. But when we're living out of the grace of the Lord, then we're living with the Lord, and being with the Lord, and pursuing Him, and helping Him work through us.
Amen.
Work through us.
That's beautiful. Or like from Moses, it's right to the God's people. You have two paths ahead of you. Life or death. Choose life.
Choose life.
Choose Jesus.
I love the fact that he has to clarify that.
Yeah.
Like, we are so dang thick as humans. Like, here's death, and here's life. Okay, guys. Choose life. What was I supposed to choose?
Life.
I forgot which one. Oh, thanks, Moses. Thanks. Thanks, Lord. Choose life.
But yeah. That's a very good point, because if you read the passage from Exodus very clearly, there's only like two sentences why you shouldn't choose death. And then the rest of the chapter is all about the beautiful things that you will receive when you choose life. When you choose God, when you choose Jesus, there are many blessings. Number one, harmony in your spouse, with your spouse, with your family, with your children. Right, self-fulfillment. You'll gain more access to who you are through the eyes of God, knowing your identity through Him, right? And falling more in love with Jesus. All these can be possible to you if you give God a chance. And so, Paul Bryan's right. It's hard to hear that. What are you about? So we just kindly encourage you to pray with that and to bring that.
While you're kindly encouraging them, nice. Way to kindly encourage them.
How else would you say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Kindly encouraged.
Yes.
You're kindly encouraged.
Sorry. Anyways, bring this to prayer. And we both of us are praying for you. And thank you for being so faithful to Jesus Christ during this time. And we pray for blessings on you and your family. Until next time. Bye.
Stay holy, my friends.
Perfect.